From London, BBC Caribbean Report. A massive crowd has gathered in Port-au-Prince in support of Haitian presidential candidate Father Jean-Bertrand Aristide. In a moment, a live eyewitness report. Also, we review the turbulent events in Haiti's march towards democracy. And from Guyana, a row is brewing over the implementation of electoral reforms. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. With 2 days to go before Haitians go to the polls, a massive show of support for controversial presidential candidate Father Jean-Bertrand Aristide. On the line from his hotel room in Port-au-Prince, overlooking the crowd, is the Reverend Alan Curtin, General Secretary of the Caribbean Conference of Churches, one of the many election observer groups now in the country. Reverend, how big is the crowd and what's it doing at the moment?
Well, at the present time, there's a crowd, people are estimating it, anywhere over 100,000 people, and they are chanting and singing and dancing. When Father Aristide arrived a while ago, they just almost went berserk. But they're singing and, as I said, chanting and encouraging themselves as they wait to hear his words. It is quite a thing to see, of the size that the rest of the Caribbean is not accustomed to.
Have there been any hiccups in the way of Sunday's election developing over the last 24 hours?
Well, no hiccups as far as we know in the plans of the council, the electoral council. But there has been a concern here over the injunction that was brought by Dr. Lafontaine attempting to get the court to declare the electoral law and the elections themselves null and void.